AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Senate's been holding hearings on the safety culture at Boeing. Ed Pearson, a former Boeing manager, testified the company failed to improve safety after 737 MAX crashes in 2018 and 2019.
Nothing changed after the two crashes. There was no accountability. Not a single person from Boeing went to jail. Hundreds of people died, and there's been no justice. Unless action is taken and leaders are held accountable, every person stepping aboard a Boeing airplane is at risk.
No Boeing representatives attended. On the Senate floor this afternoon, senators were sworn in as jurors for an impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Before things got underway, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would move to dismiss the case.
The charges brought against Secretary Mayorkas failed to meet the high standard of high crimes and misdemeanors.
Senator Ted Cruz among the Republicans firing back.
The majority leader has argued that Secretary Mayorkas' defiance of federal immigration law and active aiding and abetting of the worst criminal invasion in our nation's history does not constitute a high crime or misdemeanor. He has presented no argument on that question. He has presented no briefing on that question.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's told Republican colleagues he expects votes Saturday evening on aid for Ukraine, this despite a revolt from hard-right lawmakers. Rescue workers in the northern Ukrainian city of Chernihiv digging through the wreckage of an apartment building hit by Russian missiles. At least 17 people reported killed. President Biden's promising unionized steel workers his administration will block the acquisition of U.S. steel by a Japanese company. He's also calling for a tripling of tariffs on Chinese steel. And the Biden administration's reimposing oil sanctions on Venezuela over President Nicolas Maduro's efforts to consolidate his rule. Stocks headed for another losing session on Wall Street. This is AP News. A UN report points to a yawning gap of inequality in sexual and reproductive health worldwide. Julie Walker has details.
The UN Population Fund says an African woman is roughly 130 times more likely to die from pregnancy and childbirth complications than a woman in Europe or North America. UNFPA Executive Director Dr. Natalia Canham decries what she calls the widening inequality in sexual and reproductive health and rights worldwide.
The world made zero progress in saving women from preventable deaths in pregnancy and childbirth.
UNFPA's State of the World Population Report also estimates nearly 500 maternal deaths per day occur in countries with humanitarian crises and conflicts, and shows that women of African descent in the Americas are more likely to die giving birth than white women. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.